There was a lot of reporting out of Congo and the Central Africa Republic about another wave of allegations against UN peacekeepers. So we decided to take a look at the numbers going back to 2004 when the first wave of allegations came out against peacekeepers. And that's what got us started. From there, we just counted the number of allegations per year that the UN had reported.
Hey, you've zoomed in on Haiti and started to look at almost a pattern of behavior here. What happened there?
Haiti has been singled out as being a country where a lot of these abuses have occurred, an unusually high number given the total of 2,000. So we just went to look and see what we could find out in Haiti. We compiled the numbers. We found 150 cases. We found a lot of cases involving children. And as we were doing the reporting, we have a team in Haiti, and we sent our investigative reporter, Paisley Dodds, to Haiti. And eventually we stumbled across this internal report, investigative report from the UN, which chronicled this amazing tale of children that were in a sex ring that was abused and were abused by UN peacekeepers over a three-year period. It was 9 children abused by 134 UN peacekeepers.
And these children were paid sometimes, what, a few pennies or a dollar at a time for sex acts?
Yes, it was as low as 7. There was food, yogurt, juice given to the children who were hungry, and that's why they did this. We saw the lowest amount we found was 75 cents, and the highest amount was $20.
On the one hand, the UN conducts what you call a thorough investigation, but then what happens after that?
You know, that's what's curious. It was really a very good investigation by the UN. They went to the children. They made sure that the children were not making it up. The children actually spoke Sinhalese, which was very telling. They showed pictures of 1,000 peacekeepers to the children, and the children identified various locations where they had sex with these, or were forced to have sex, or lured into having sex by these peacekeepers. So it was really quite a good investigation. What happened after that investigation is what typically happens at the UN, and is one of the reasons why this is such an important study or case study. It's the problem is that the UN is in a legal bind. It, as you said when you opened the segment, it does not have jurisdiction over any of these countries. So the deal is, here's our investigative report. Now it's time for Sri Lanka to come in and take a look at this report. And in this case, Sri Lanka did. 114 of the soldiers were sent home. But what happened after that is anybody's guess. There's no accountability. There are no names of any of these people. And nobody ever went to jail. So if you can imagine, these kinds of corroborated crimes against children over a three-year period, corroborated by a UN investigative team, and then nothing happens.